Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hurricanes are back in the talk. I mean, they were for a number of years, and then when it came to the draft time, hit and miss. But they've got a couple of kids can go. Stephon Adams covers the Hurricanes year-round for Canes Insight, and definitely does an awesome job, whether it's recruiting or game day coverage or roster moves or the draft. And that's why he's here this evening. Stephon, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, Miami's in play early. No matter who you listen to, I think Jaden Phillips could go top 15.
Yeah, Kane's got two guys in that first-round mix, Larry. Of course, you mentioned Jalen Phillips, Gregory Rousseau, both guys, defensive ends. Miami's done well putting defensive ends in the league lately, and these two have those elite traits, those elite physical athletic traits that really translate well to the next level. They got these NFL scouts really buzzing for them. You know, a guy like Greg Rousseau, he was, very highly regarded early on in the process, was talked about as almost a lock as a top 10 pick. You know, he opted out after, before the 2020 season, and that kind of ended up hurting his stock in a way. The scouts kind of really honed in on his weaknesses from his only one season of tape. But, I mean, this is a guy you're talking about, 6'7", 270 pounds, ran a 4.6. 4.67 at his pro day in the 40-yard dash, had a faster 10-second split than Jamar Chase, a wide receiver that's looking like he's going to be a top 10 pick from LSU. So, I mean, you talk about that, you add in that wingspan he has, 83-inch wingspan, hand size of, 11 inches. I mean, you're talking about the type of defensive end prospect that might have been engineered in the lab. I mean, this guy is, it's once-in-a-generation type traits. You know, where he kind of struggles is, some people think he's a little bit too tall. That 6'7" frame can kind of make him, look a little stiff out there and, unable to produce that type of leverage that you want to see, exploding from that lower body and, matching up against those NFL guys. But, with Rousseau and, of course, Phillips as well, had a huge season last year. And he's got all the explosive traits you want. He got the pedigree as well. Was the number one overall player coming out of high school in his class. So, you talk about two guys, Miami's able really start getting back in that first round conversation. It's a great thing for the program. And it's something that's been a long tradition here at Miami. Those first round picks, they had all those streaks early on back in the day. So I'm sure they're glad to get back to that. And it's a great selling point for recruiting as well.
No doubt. I mean, and the thing about, recruiting, and I try to tell people, it's just so integral, and people just don't understand it to the point where, they blurt out names. Like last year at this time, Brevin Jordan comes out, he'll be the second player taken. You see that type of guy, and it just doesn't work that way. You have to fit. He was hurt a lot. There's a lot of, where does he end up? I mean, he's a great athlete, and but he really didn't have a lot of playing time.
Yeah, it's just when you really start getting into that draft process, you really start getting your game picked apart by the scouts, and they really start honing in on your weaknesses, like I was talking about with Greg Rousseau. But with Brevin, it's a little bit of a question of his durability. He's been a guy that's missed time throughout his entire career, each season, all three of his years at Miami with various different ailments. He's a little bit on the smaller side for an NFL type tight end, 6'3", 245, 250 range. So, you know, he's not that, you know, that pure 6'5", you know, 260-pound just freak out there that's going to, you know, go up and just dominate. But he can create mismatches on his own, very athletic for that size, very versatile where, you know, he can line up all over the off variety of different ways at the H-back position, in line, in the slot. He did a ton for Miami and made a ton of plays. The question with him, I think he's going to kind of end up, you know, the talk with him right now is third or fourth round. That's kind of where it's looking like most realistic. I think most likely fourth round if I had to pick one. So, yeah, that's kind of where he's looking right now. And, I mean, if he ends up in the right offense, I think he has he's got plenty of juice to make a big impact. I think he's a guy that's ready to play right away. He came right into Miami. You remember he was dominating, you know, from day one coming into fall camp when he got here on campus. He took that tight end job and never looked back. And so, you know, I think he's just a guy that's ready to go play. And if he can stay healthy, I have no reason to, you know, doubt him in terms of being a productive player in the NFL.
Last spring, I remember when Mel Kiper was talking about a kid. And they go, Miami got this kid, Quincy Roche. I'll tell you what, this kid comes off the edge. He's one of the best I've seen in years. This kid's a for sure upper tier first round pick.
Yeah, well, with Quincy, it's been the issues with him is he just doesn't have those same pure, you know, physical elite traits that just pop off the page and really those really splash, you know, traits that guys like Phillips and Rousseau have. Super productive at the college level. I mean, you know, that plays into it, obviously, at some point. When you're just talking about guys that can play football and that you know they're going to show up on the field. This is a guy that, you know, produced at Temple when he was at with the Owls. He held records there in terms of sacks, tackles for loss. Came to Miami, didn't really miss a beat. Moving up that level of competition to the ACC. He's a little bit on the shorter side for a defensive end. You know, his frame just not, he's kind of more limited than those two other guys we just talked about, Phillips and Rousseau, just because of his height. So, you know, he can't put as much onto his frame without losing too much of his speed. He's more profiled as that mid-round type, probably around where Brevin is, so third round, fourth round, fifth round. Most likely I think he's going to end up in the fifth round. He's got a little question marks, but he can definitely develop into, you know, a productive pass rusher at the next level, even if it's in a bit role off the bench, third down pass rushing type of guy. He can definitely find a role in the league. And of course, this is a guy that, you know, one can produce and, you know, he's going to bring it in the locker room, off the field, great character kind of kid, works hard. So, no questions with him off the field. He does all the right things. So, those are the type of guys that stick around in the league. So, I think he's another one of those guys that can, play well and, carve out a role for himself at the next level, even if it's not quite superstar level.
Yeah, no doubt. Stephan Adams joining us from Canes Insight. I will tell you this, I still have a feeling because I watch those drafts a lot to the end and you see these kids and go, oh, my God, this guy's getting drafted. And I think Borogalis goes in the seventh round or the sixth. I'm just taking a hunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, oh, I think he's pretty much for sure going to get drafted at this point. I mean, talk to a few people just looking at, you know, scouting reports, mock drafts, things of that. He's pretty much consensus the top kicker in the draft. I mean, it's weird with kickers. I'm sure you know every year it's tough to, there's only a handful that get drafted, if that. So, the teams fall in love with their pet guy and they just go with them. So, you know, some guys that get picked you never even heard of, and some guys that you expect to get picked, you know, just completely fall off the draft altogether. But I think he's a pretty sure bet to get drafted in that, you know, potentially fifth round at the highest. But like you said, more likely sixth or seventh round. He just did it all last year for Miami. He won the Luke Rose Award, best kicker in the country. He improved on all his weaknesses. Got better at kickoffs, which was one thing he was a little shaky on. But he was booming them through the end zone throughout the entire year last year for Miami. Tons of touchbacks and just not giving that kickoff team a chance to return anything. And then you add that to what he brings on the actual, you know, making field goals, making extra points. It was so great to have a guy at Miami finally that was so you felt comfortable every time he stepped out on the field. You felt confident in a guy that was as reliable as he was, 91% on field goals last year. Just true class act as well off the field. So, I mean, all and the real theme of this entire draft class remind me, all these guys had productive final years at Miami, and they left when their stock was at a pretty high point. And that's something that's been a problem with Miami in the past few years, guys leaving too early, guys getting some hype maybe in their freshman, sophomore year, having an average junior year and still thinking they can, skate by and get drafted high. But with all these guys, these are all guys that have been productive at Miami, really produce well, and have no off-field issues whatsoever. So that's really the theme for me here with the Canes, and they should be getting these guys drafted. And it's going to be a great day for all these guys and their families.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I know that you'll be in front of the deal, watching it all, marking everything down, getting ready. I know you're going to have a lot of maybe some post columns and stuff. Talk about that as where everybody can find all your work.
Absolutely. You guys can just check us out at CanesInsight.com or on Twitter at CanesInsight. Also got the Canes Insight podcast going. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, SoundCloud, Apple Music, wherever, we've got the podcast doing once a week. Also just started a new YouTube show a couple months ago. That's doing very well. Just having recruits on and, just talking Canes, the news of the week. So you can go find Canes Insight on YouTube as well if you're into watching video content. And that's just what we do here. All Canes all the time, doing great stuff over there.
Awesome. Thanks so much again. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
Definitely, Larry. Take care.
Good job. Stephen Adams brings it pretty strong all the time, knows his stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.